Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to close out October. Tomorrow, Halloween, and this is the weekend ahead where we change the clocks. You gain the hour of sleep you lost in the spring, but that's okay. So, Aaron, you get a break. You get that extra hour. Does that affect you? I know David Ballarato was talking about one of the docs that Colin Dunlap had on yesterday, this sleep disruption to your pattern and the darker days.
Yeah.
Definitely have an effect on people.
Yeah, I think you almost feel caught off guard, I think, the first couple of days, because, you know, it can spark like a panic in people. Like, did I miss my alarm? Why do I feel so well rested and it's saying it's this time? So I do think in one way or another, it kind of trips you out.
It does. And I would imagine now President Trump has been back and forth, literally traversing the globe. He's on his way back from a meeting with China's president, and that is the big news of the day. CBS's Michael George.
President Trump is on his way back to Washington hours after his high-stakes meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. It was their first face-to-face encounter of Trump's second term and the first since launching his trade war. Now, the president described the meeting as friendly and announced the two leaders could be close to a trade deal on multiple outstanding issues. CBS's Jared Hill joins us now with the latest on this. So, nothing is actually signed yet, but it appears that the president is backing off of some of his tariff threat.
Let's call it an agreement in principle. And one of the big takeaways here is President Trump's promise to cut his extra 20% tariff on Chinese goods in half. That's exchanged for China's promise to crack down on fentanyl. These pleasantries, as the leaders acknowledged, they didn't want their standoff to rattle the global economy.
President Trump wrapped up his week-long trip to Asia with a much-anticipated face-to-face with Chinese President Xi Jinping.
I think we're going to have a fantastic relationship for a long period of time.
At the top of the high-stakes sit-down, the Chinese leader acknowledged that the world's two largest economies don't always see eye-to-eye, but noted a need for some cooperation.
I always believe that China's development goes hand in hand with your vision to make America great again.
After the nearly two-hour-long meeting, President Trump told reporters the two countries could sign a trade deal soon, announcing plans to immediately cut its extra tariff on Chinese goods from 20% to 10%, after Beijing agreed to do more to stop the flow of chemicals used to make fentanyl. But few other details, as Trump signaled they'd settled issues over China's rare earth mineral exports, and that the two discussed computer chips and China restarting U.S. soybean purchases, a move that would help struggling American farmers.
We're losing money, and it's a very desperate time.
Ahead of the meeting, President Trump wrote on social media that he's directed the Pentagon to conduct nuclear weapons tests. It follows North Korea's announcement that it test-launched cruise missiles a day earlier, as well as recent missile tests by Russia.
President Trump says he plans to visit China in April. Meanwhile, the tariff on Chinese goods is still at 47%, so this agreement does not wipe that clean.
CBS's Jared Hill. So some of the takeaways, again, both sides agree as President Trump said, on almost everything. Trade, rare earth minerals, fentanyl. The U.S. reduces fentanyl-related tariffs, China, to help the U.S. with the Ukraine war. Now, that one, I think, is significant because we've seen their president with President Putin. And if you recall, it was just a week ago that they called off the meeting between Trump and Putin. So with China's involvement, maybe they do get something done. So we'll see. Fallout from Hurricane Melissa in Cuba and also on the island of Jamaica, where they say 80% of the power has been knocked out. It's unimaginable when you see the damage in the most powerful storm ever to hit the island. Have you ever been to Jamaica, Aaron?
No, I actually haven't. And something that I heard Ron Smiley actually say this morning was he said he kind of related it to his time in New Orleans and facing storms there. He said a lot of people just don't want to leave. You know, they're like, I've made it through previous storms. This is my home. I don't want to leave. So I've never been to Cuba, Haiti, Jamaica, but I've stopped through that area on a cruise before. So it's just really sad, you know, to think about those that lost their homes.
Yeah, and also, by the time it reached Cuba, it was a Category 3 storm. However, that's still a powerful storm, especially when you're on an island.
Right.
And I guess for people concerned about the mainland U.S., the storm is not going to reach along our coast. So it's going to continue to push northeast. And by tomorrow afternoon, it'll be off the coast of, actually, if you drew a line right through Philadelphia, mm-hmm. west, the storm would be offshore and pushing up into the north, northeast. But we have this great organization. I know we talked to their CEO, Ozzie Samad, from Brothers Brother Foundation.
Yes.
And if you feel compelled to want to help in any way, they're directly linked to helping people on the ground. Mm-hmm. And they're an organization that's been around since 1958, founded here on the North Shore of Pittsburgh, North Side. So brothersbrother.org if you are compelled to want to help. And so many people around here want to. And this is one of those vetted organizations where I feel really comfortable saying that.
Yeah, he's...
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
You were going to say?
I was just going to say he's a great guy, and what he does is great. Speaking to him on the phone and him just saying when they're eager to get their boots on the ground, so to speak, even from here in Pittsburgh, it's great that they give people here an opportunity to do that as well.
SNAP benefits. 2 million Pennsylvanians anxiously awaiting to see if anything positive develops today or tomorrow because they end on Saturday. What is the demand locally for those who are food insecure? We'll find out right after our news at the bottom. I see, David.
Do you hear me?
There you go.
There we
go. Got you, man.
There we go. I was doing my Edgar Bergen impersonation. Pittsburgh Public Schools set to unveil the latest plan to try and cut costs and get rid of buildings. The latest coming up at 6:30 on The Voice of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA.
Do you remember War of the Worlds?
I do. And actually, do we want to go into that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So did I talk to you about this a couple of years ago? So that was on up against the Charlie McCarthy Show, the Chase and Sanborn Hour. And that was by far the highest rated radio program in the country that year and for several years around that time period. So most of the country that night was listening to Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. And very few people were listening to the Orson Welles program as a result. And one of the columnist for the New York Times, I believe it was, said the next day, well, no wonder there was a scare because all the intelligent people were listening to Charlie McCarthy. Ooh. And what's interesting too about that episode, because as you know, I collect vintage broadcasts, the episode that was on up against War of the World, something odd happened that never happened that I've ever heard before or since, but Charlie McCarthy's head fell off and hit the microphone. So you're listening to the program and you hear this thud and I hope everyone knows who Charlie McCarthy was that we talk about.
He
his
just
head falling
took us
off.
Somewhere.
Let's dial back a second because, okay, let's assume Aaron doesn't know who Charlie McCarthy is.
Good
or
assumption.
Was. It was actually a dummy.
Okay.
And the guy, Bergen, right?
Edgar Bergen, yeah.
Yeah, he was, do you remember Dennis Bowman from Channel 11?
Oh, yes.
And KDK TV?
Mm-hmm.
He has a dummy called Chester Drawers. But on the radio, which is hilarious, a ventriloquist doesn't need to hide the fact that he's faking.
That's true.
Right. So,
right.
But he was on eventually TV, right, David? And what year would that have been for War of the Worlds?
1938. But although you know the fact that whether or not he was moving his lips or not was irrelevant on radio. What was important and what really set him apart is when you're listening to the program, you think of Charlie McCarthy and Mortimer Snerd as actual people. You don't sit there and realize that the same man is talking to himself.
Yeah, that's actually really cool.
I've had the same experience with Marty. But that said, in 1938, Aaron, it was on October 30th. It wasn't on Halloween, or was it, David?
No, it was October, I want to say 28th, but I'll have to look. But it was not 30th. On Halloween night. It was the 30th.
Pat yeah, so it was on yeah. this date.
Yeah.
So what happened, Aaron, people listening to the radio, they did a disclaimer at the beginning, and then they went into this whole thing like there was a spaceship landing, and as if it was live news coverage. Mm-hmm. So people right. listening started panicking. Right,
and
David?
Right. And the reason why is because think of what was happening in the world at the time. We were used to listening to the radio and hearing people like Edward R. Murrow describe what was happening in the in Europe as the Nazi troops were sweeping through in the lightning war, the Blitzkrieg. And so it sounded like the sort of thing that you were used to hearing. And if people didn't hear the disclaimers, or listen to the second half of the program where it's very clear that what's going on.
They were in panic.
They were in panic, yeah.
Wow.
And this was a guy named Orson Welles, who also produced one of the greatest movies of all time, Citizen Kane. And he was largely considered to be some type of genius, creative genius.
Yeah, because that's pretty creative.
Is that fair, David?
Yes. And when Jack Benny would take off several weeks after Carol Lombard was killed in a plane crash, he took over Jack Benny's show for about a month.
Orson Welles?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, did KDKA, were we airing War of the Worlds in 1938?
No, we would have been airing the Chase and Sanborn Hour, Charlie McCarthy.
But for the smart people.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Correct.
This is honestly really informative.
Well, it changed broadcasting. Back then, to David's point, obviously there was no social media, computers, television.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Radio was it. And it was so real to so many people, it created a panic and high anxiety and flooded phone calls that we were being invaded by these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Creatures from Mars.
Right. But as I said, if once you listen to the second half of the program, you can hear the third, you know, what's going on as he jumps from location to location, and you realize, well, no, this obviously is not the same type of listening that you were hearing in the first half, which did sound more like programs being interrupted by breaking news coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Have you listened to it, Larry?
Not for a long time, yeah. But I did listen to not the whole show either. Mm-hmm. Just the part where the first, you know, creature comes out of the spaceship.
Yeah, because it sounds like they're doing a band remote, and then that's where it all begins, in New Jersey.
Right, and there are creatures in New Jersey, let's be honest. So there you go, Aaron. And
yeah,
then of course,
I learned something.
Then War of the Worlds, the movie with Tom Cruise, came out.
Right.
So it was the, you know, that's what some people envisioned was happening for real.
That is so insane. Yeah, you guys bridged a gap for me.
So
love that.
So the Federal Communications Commission came out with, you know, we have to disclaim, you can't do that anymore. You're not supposed to be able to fake.
Freak people out like that.
But it happens every day, mostly on our talk shows. Thank you, David. That's really good information.
Anytime.
Day 30 of the federal government shutdown. It's been a challenge for many, and we have heard also without a Pennsylvania budget, additional economic stress, and 2 million people who count on SNAP benefits are waiting to hear if somebody is able to come up with a game plan, because November 1st is Saturday. And curious what the demand is from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We welcome a great friend and partner of ours. He's the Vice President of Marketing Communications, Brian Gulish. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. And I know even in good times, there's far, far more demand than a lot of people might appreciate. So what is the status of demand right now for the food bank?
Yeah, we're seeing traditionally, as you mentioned, we would see particularly this time of year during the holidays an increase in service visits to, you know, our pantry network, the food bank directly in Duquesne. But right now, you know, just as an example, on an average day, we would serve around 120 families in our on-site pantry, the market at the food bank in Duquesne. We're now serving 180 to 200 families a day. So we're seeing a 30-40% increase in individuals and families coming to the food bank daily.
One of the statistics I heard yesterday with a guest we had was even before the government shutdown, for instance, active military, almost 1 out of 4 are at some level food insecure. I'm curious, do you also see, and I'm sure you do, military families needing assistance?
Well, yeah, right now, especially with those individuals going without paychecks, we are working with local agencies such as the airports, the FBI offices on the south side. We've reached out to FCI Cambria County. So any of those federal employees, which there are 25,000 federal employees just in our service area, including 15,000 in Allegheny County. So we activated to serve them. And then additionally, now we have this issue with SNAP being frozen.
I think also, Brian, and as I've learned, thanks to you and your team over the years, when people think the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, they might think of one place, but that's certainly not the case. So how broad is the reach?
Yeah, so our service area is 11 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. In the region that we serve, Feeding America estimates approximately 320,000 individuals are food insecure. So we work with a network of more than 1,000 agency partners and programs across those 11 counties to distribute food, to provide access, to provide multiple touch points so individuals don't just rely on one resource or one distribution, have to come all the way to Duquesne for the food bank. We want to put the food in the communities our individuals, families, and neighbors live in.
And that said, I think we all remember the long lines video during the pandemic. It isn't at that crisis level yet, or is it?
Well, statistically, I would say that it is, if it's not surpassed that, just on the sheer fact that at the peak of the pandemic, we were distributing about 42 million meals a year. And last year, we distributed 53 million meals. So when you look at the sheer volume of food that's going out, and now the data that we see coming in and the touch points, the services that we're providing to the community, you know, especially now, a lot of the data is 2 years old. So Feeding America, the USDA, they put this data out from 2023 as their 2025 report. That's now just starting to include some of those federal assistance programs during the pandemic. Those emergency programs, they're completely gone. So during the pandemic, there was actually additional support in place. And now that that's gone, plus the government shutdown, plus the issue with SNAP benefits being frozen until the government reopens and we're able to get that funding again. You know, it's a double-edged sword, a triple-edged sword, if there's such a thing. It's tough right now.
Well, that may raise a lot of eyebrows, not realizing that the demand is greater in this moment and with the government shut down. And then, of course, it doesn't help that Pennsylvania doesn't have a budget. There are issues related to that directly, too. So the best way for people to help, I know, is monetary donations, but you do accept other dry goods. Do you still?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Food funds, all critically important to us. Individuals, families, companies, whoever is listening right now, you're able to come to the food bank in Duquesne and drop off food donations to us. But again, the power of the dollar, the power of you listening right now is incredibly important, no matter if it's one penny, $1, or $100. You know, every dollar provides enough food for up to three meals. And I'll just highlight that. When I say that stat, for every $1 provides enough food for three meals, for every $1, for every one meal the charitable food networks provide, SNAP provides nine meals. So that's what we're talking about, the sheer volume of food right now that is not available, or the meals that are not available because of the freeze in SNAP funding.
Well, Brian, appreciate the work you and your team does each and every day. Really important, and thanks for taking the time for us.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity, Larry.
Brian Gulish, who is Vice President of Marketing Communications at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So, Aaron, that may surprise a lot of people that the demand is actually much greater. As I heard Brian detail, it's in the mid-40s, you know, to 53. When you talk about meals served, we're talking about a significant increase. And I know you've probably noticed prices have increased on almost everything at the grocery store.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you cannot. That's something that doesn't go unaddressed. You know, you go to the store, you're trying, you know, we all know eggs and all the different things. But now it's infiltrating, you know, body wash, toothpaste, right. You know, you name it.
And even good stuff. I mean, here we are Halloween tomorrow, and I heard
right, candy.
Our boss.
Oh my goodness!
DJ was talking about yesterday. He bought some bags of candy.
Two bags
for $31.
Two bags of candy for $31, and you know, I think it starts with, like you said, everyone is just looking for. I think from the outside looking in, when we talk about the government shutdown, so many people are like, "So what is it? Pride? Is it? What is it? And can we just resolve it?"
I think it is a great failure of our elected officials, both parties, who continue to point the finger at each other.
Right.
And okay, I understand that's where we are. However, in the meantime, the people you were elected to serve mm-hmm. are being harmed mm-hmm. because of it. So they have to find a way. 30 days in to the federal government shutdown, 114 days beyond where we should be in the state for a budget impasse. And all we ask our elected officials to do is find a way to feed the people who elected you.
Good morning. I'm David Balorando. The president says we have an agreement with China. He'll cut tariffs on them, and among other things, China will help American farmers.
Large amounts, tremendous amounts of the soybeans and other farm products are going to be purchased immediately, starting immediately.
This, I would imagine, David, will shoot the markets up, which overall have been up. So this, the long anticipated conversation between the two presidents hopefully will bear fruit, and it sounds like it will.
Well, one thing I learned 20 years ago covering the stock markets back then is not necessarily, and the futures this morning are pointing lower, again, because the markets are hanging more on what the Federal Reserve Chairman had to say about there's not necessarily going to be a second rate cut. And that's you know, sometimes the market tends to become obsessive, and that's what we're seeing this morning as far as the stock market.
Interesting. You would think, based on, you know, China and the U.S. making a deal, that would be the significant change.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see. I mean, we're still, what, 3 hours away from the opening bell. City, state, county, civic leaders all gathering in Market Square to give a progress report on the $600 million redevelopment of downtown Pittsburgh that was announced a year ago.
The effort collectively, I know it's the NFL draft, and even if you don't follow football, it will be the largest spectator event in the history of the region. That said, it's a one-off because it's not going to be back probably in our lifetime.
Right.
However, the infrastructure and the efforts collectively to build up and red up the city will then linger beyond that. So we should be a better place after. And so they were showing some of the things and the efforts being made to do that over the past year.
All right, and as we return to standard time this weekend, doctors say that seasonal affective disorder can be debilitating.
I think people have to pay attention to their mood, and if their interest in things changes, if they're socially isolating, that can become a problem.
That's Dr. Alicia Kaplan of AHN.
Do you feel a direct effect with the time change in the fall?
Yes, but I feel it more when we change clocks in the spring and we lose that hour of sleep.
But in this case, it gets dark early.
And it gets, yeah.
For many people, that sends them into, we'll call it the blues, and it right. can be deeper than that, as the doctor suggested.
Yeah.
So if you have family members, neighbors, friends, especially if they're isolated, it's good to keep that contact. And
Or if you just start feeling like a grouch, realize what it is that's going on, that you may actually have it and not quite realize it. So get a chance, if you can, to walk outside during the day for a couple of minutes and get some exposure.
As my late great aunt Sis, who was a couple of months shy of being 100 when she passed, she used to say, get out and get the stink blowed off you.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.